Despite higher feed costs and lower cattle prices than a year ago, the inventory on January 1st of the nation's feedlots with 1,000 or more head capacity was right about 12 million head.
Virtually unchanged from last year.
In fact, the nation's beef production system right now, as described by USDA livestock analyst Chael Shagham, is running in what he calls a
fairly steady state.
Compared to a year ago, at least, Friday's USDA cattle on feed report showing December placements into feedlots, 1.8 million head. Marketing's out of feedlots, 1.8 million head. So feedlots are staying current. Both placements and marketing's the second highest on record, both within about 1% of December a year ago. So no big changes except, again, feed prices higher and rising, cattle prices below last year.
So for many of these feedlot operators, I mean, they were looking at the returns that were either weak to negative, depending on where you were in the country.
For the future, Shagham says the percentage of heifers in feedlots January 1st was almost the same as a year ago, again indicating no big plans so far to reduce or boost beef output. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.